With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This program has been paid for by N3 Oceanic Incorporated. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of N3 Oceanic or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT. Always consult your doctor or other qualified medical professional before beginning any exercise, diet, or nutritional program. Results quoted are not typical. Your results will vary. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome in to another edition of the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. My name is Paul Perillo, and as we like to refer to the Rescue Healthline, it could in fact be the most important hour spent listening to the radio when it comes to your overall health. Now, I know it may not be the most important hour when it comes to your overall life today, because there is that matter of that big game that's being played in the middle of the country, in the frozen tundra of Minneapolis. But fact of the matter is, we're just going to ask you to spend a little bit of time with us here on the Rescue Healthline, because we are going to talk about your overall heart health. Yeah, here we are. We're just a few days into the month of February, and it is on the calendar, the shortest month, yes, on record, but perhaps it, shortest month on the calendar is what I'm saying. It is perhaps the most important month because it's the month that is set aside as American Heart Month. That's right. February means it is American Heart Month. It's a shame that it only gets 28 or 29 days, depending on the leap year. But fact of the matter is, this year, it's equally important to know what's going on in your world, what's going on in your little corner of the world, because heart health is vital. It's important. And we talk each and every week about heart health here on the Rescue Healthline. This year's theme for American Heart Month by the American Heart Association is You're in Control. And we've said that time and time again. Today, we're going to talk about all the things you have to do. We're going to empower you, of course, educate and inform you due to the topic on hand. It's all about improving your heart health, improving the quality of your heart health. And remember, you're in control. That is the theme, but it's not a theme that should just be dedicated to 1 month out of the year or just 1 month in celebration of American Heart Month. You're always in control when it comes to your overall health. So as we get started on this very important topic, as I said, I know you may be a little distracted, but all we're asking for is an hour here, if you want to give us an hour. If not, you can jump on board any of the phone lines and get in, in with your question, and then be on your merry way and earn a free bottle of Rescue 1250 as part of that that practice. So 855-839-1210 is our contact number. A key recommendation for all ages is to find time to be active. Actually, in one of the stories in our newscast at the top of the hour, they even stressed the importance of being active, diet, making sure you get a good night's sleep. That's stuff we talk about each and every week here on the Rescue Healthline. Let's welcome in our good friend, Dr. Eric Lebby, who's going to help us through this conversation here on the Rescue Healthline. Dr. Lebby, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me on this Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of excitement in the air, not only at the Super Bowl, but even in and around Philadelphia. I think it's safe to say that this is one of the highlights of one's life to see their team, like the Eagles, go to the Super Bowl. And hopefully, and I stress hopefully, everyone will celebrate responsibly this evening, if in fact the Eagles clinch Super Bowl 52. So it's okay to have fun, but just make sure that it doesn't get out of control, get out of hand. Nobody wants to get hurt. Everybody wants to have a nice time. So just party responsibly. All right. So Let's talk about the American Heart Association. They're telling us we're in control. That's their theme for this year's American Heart Month. You're in control. With aspects of, heart health that we talk about each and every week here on the program. We've talked about exercise. We've talked about diet. A key recommendation, according to the American Heart Association, is to find time to be active. We've told people that for, I don't know how many years here on the program. But they're saying, and this sort of falls into the parameters of, I think, what even you said last week, Dr. Lemme, they're recommending the American Heart Association 150 minutes a week. So which aspects of heart health does this really help? When we talk about setting aside 150 minutes a week for being active, exercise. So when it comes to overall heart health, what exactly does that help us with?
Well, I mean, Paul, you and I talk about the three most important things every week. We talk about sleep, exercise, and nutrition. And exercise is extremely important for our hearts. And the AHA, or American Heart Association, they recommend at least, now I say at least 150 minutes a week. And, you know, when you say the term 150, that sounds daunting. But when you break it down, it's really just a half hour a day, 5 days a week, all right? So that sounds like a little less commitment than 150. But it is a big commitment, and it's really a commitment that we all should make. In the past, the American Heart Association has recommended 45 minutes to an hour a day. This 150 minutes actually has backed off a little. But I feel that if you can get at least a 30-minute workout 7 days a week, then that's the ultimate goal. If it ends up being 5 days a week and you take a day or two off, then you're still hitting the target. It's important to really get that heart rate going. A brisk walk, working out on the elliptical machine, whether your brisk walk is outdoors, indoors, or on a treadmill, an exercise bike of some kind, a spin bike that people talk about, and also adding some anaerobic exercise to your regimen. So if you could maybe do 30 minutes of aerobic exercise and maybe 15 minutes of lifting some weights, I think that is the ultimate goal on what we can do from an exercise standpoint. Not just for our hearts, but for our entire bodies. And the people always ask me, well, how hard should I work? How fast or how hard should I work? Well, I always kind of laugh when I go to my gym or I'm seeing someone work out and they're sitting chatting on the phone while they're working out. You should be able to speak, but you shouldn't be able to speak in full sentences. That's a good way to find out whether or not you're working hard enough. If you can have a normal conversation on the phone with someone while you're working out, then you're really not pushing yourself or your heart hard enough. And that to me is a good gauge of how hard we should be working. And if someone's been sedentary for a long period of time, and are just starting to work out, a good idea might be to make an appointment with your physician and get a checkup before you start working out. So all those are important tips when it comes to working out and beginning your workouts. And, Paul, we've talked about this before. Getting that jump start to working out can be tough. Some people just need that extra little push. And there are some supplements that we can think about taking that can really help us with that push. And, three that immediately come to my mind. Number one starts with the Rescue 1250. We know that. We know that the Rescue 1250 or any of the other omega-3s, the power of choice, all eight of them, can really help with exercise tolerance. It can help with recovery from exercise. It can help with sore muscles. So there are a lot of things that the omega-3s can help with. Then we look at the Rescue Orasine, for the rescue cardio power, because they really work in the same way, is the fact that they can really help increase that exercise tolerance and really give you that boost when it comes to increasing our ATP, which is that energy. Remember, ATP, adenosine triphosphate, is really that energy or gasoline for our cells that we need. So it really does help with exercise from the cellular level. So those two products can help. And a new product that I've been using with my workout is the Rescue Renew You, which is a balance of essential amino acids and other ingredients that can really help, rejuvenate and help with the actual workout and post-workout recovery. It comes in an orange-flavored powder, and I just mix it with my bottle of regular, I think they're 10 or 12-ounce bottles of water. And I just mix it with my water and drink it throughout my workout, and it really has been helping me. I've used it probably about 15 times, and I really do feel a difference. So there are some simple things that you can add to your exercise regimen from the Rescue family that can really help get you through that exercise period. And once you start exercising, Paul, it really is infective. And you feel, you don't feel like you have to do it. You feel like you need to do it. And when you get to that point, you're really starting to master the exercise program, the self-programming to exercise that is so very important for your hearts and really the rest of your body.
We are just getting started on this edition of the Rescue Healthline, and what I'm going to do here is get ready for the break. And by the way, Dr. Lebby mentioned the Rescue Renew You. Just a thought here. When you place an order, I think they send a sample in the box when your order arrives. Just a hunch. So if you're looking to place an order, and I hope you do, you might get a sample of the Rescue Renew You in your box when it arrives. I've just heard from a few people that have, that they're regular customers, loyal listeners to the program. They've placed an order. At least one or two people have told me that when their products arrive, there was a free sample there. So, look, don't hold me responsible if you happen to order and you don't get it. But who knows? You might luck out and get a sample of the Rescue Renew You. But in order to get that sample, you're going to need to place an order. So why don't we start with that and take advantage of this promotion this weekend. You can save 35% off all Rescue single bottles, and you're going to get free shipping. That's right, 35% savings and free shipping when you use the exclusive radio show coupon code WPHT35OFF. WPHT, the number 35, OFF. Plus, for the first 300 callers, first 300 orders that you call into the call center. Now, the call center isn't open right now, but I would guess this also extends to the website. If you're among the first 300 who place an order, you're going to get a free 30-count bottle of the Rescue 1250 lemon-coated omega-3 capsules. So, hey, it's a win-win all around. You're getting 35% savings, bonus free shipping. Be among the first 300 to place an order, either by phone or online, and you're going to get that free 30-count Rescue 1250 lemon-coated capsules. But you got to order right now. So you can wait till 40 minutes, call the call center at 1-800-26-ALIVE, or they've established that special web page for you. Everybody's online, whether you're on your phone, you're on your tablet, you're on your computer. And that special website is myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. MyRescue, R-E-S-Q. That's how they spell it. MyRescueProducts.com/WPHT. And you can take advantage of this offer right now. You don't have to wait 40 minutes. So go online, place your order, and then come on back right on after the break. And if you would like to talk to Dr. Lebby, phone lines are open right now. It's a toll-free call, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Or You can, if you have a cell phone, and who does it these days, all you have to do is push #1210. That'll put you right to the top of the list. As we move through this hour, we call the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perillo along with Dr. Eric Levy. And yes, we have a call. Yeah, can you believe that? They're not waiting until 7:53 to call in for the show that ends at the top of the hour. So we're going to go right to the phones. Phone lines are open, 855-839-1210. You can also use your cell phone. All you have to do is push #1210. So let's welcome in Andrew, who joins us from Philadelphia. You're on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Hey there, Andrew.
Yes, good morning. I'm trying to find out whether that sleep aid that Rescue has,
yep.
Can you use it twice a night?
That's a good question, and you know, I don't see why not. I don't think you'll need to use it twice a night.
Well, I do.
Oh, you do use it twice a night.
Okay. No, I don't. I just wake up sometimes after about 3 hours or 4 hours.
Right. Do you take the Rescue PM sleep aid?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Initially, I do, and then I want to know whether I can, because with the liquid, you could use it twice or three times.
Right.
Or something during the night. I'm not sure about the little tablet that you use.
Yeah, the dissolvable tablet.
Yes.
That's not going to hurt you if you use it again.
It won't?
No.
Because I was worried about the melatonin, and it would be like 10 milligrams.
Nope.
Because each tablet has five, so that's the only reason.
You're absolutely right. And then the sleep promote blend.
I'm having some anxiety problems, and I'm going through something, so.
Yeah.
You know.
And, you know, and you just brought up a very good point, and that's, you know, part of sleep hygiene is recognizing what's causing or not causing you to sleep. And of course, anxiety plays a big role in our sleep patterns. And you know, this, the Rescue PM sleep aid, whether it's the liquid or the dissolvable tablet,
right?
Yeah, whether it's either one of those, I mean, they're going to work to a point, but, you know, you have to focus. You have to also focus on your anxiety and.
Oh, sure, I know that.
Making that better.
I understand that.
Right, and that's a big key, and I think just the fact that you're recognizing that really is a big plus for you.
Well, when you work for yourself, things go up and down.
Mostly. Oh yeah,
it sure does. with the way things are today, it's a real tough thing, and that can be a lot of anxiety. And
right.
You know, you need to, you know, look, I'm a physician, and you know, everybody says, you know, check it at the door, leave it at work, but
that's almost impossible.
That's impossible
because your mind doesn't check things out at the door.
Correct.
Right.
And especially what I find is, sometimes the time that my mind works starts spinning overtime is when I'm actually laying down looking at the ceiling.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, when my mind's supposed to turn off, it's spinning in overdrive. Mm. And that's what you have to train yourself.
Well, I saw a lot of things like that. You should drink a little bit of warm milk, and you should do deep breathing exercises.
You're absolutely right.
There's this doctor called Wells or Wheels.
Uh-huh.
I forgot his name. He comes on PBS sometimes.
Well, the warm milk thing is a real deal. That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny you said that, because when I was young, I had some trouble sleeping, and my mom gave me warm milk.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, you know, the very few times I have problems sleeping, I do the warm milk thing, and it really does work, because it's a protein in the milk,
mm-hmm.
and there's some tryptophan in the milk, and when you heat up that milk, it's soothing, and you get that tryptophan that really helps put you to sleep. So that's one of those old mom's tales or old wives' tales that really does truly work. So you know, that's a real good thing to do, and the breathing exercises can definitely help. But you know, taking the Rescue PM sleep aid.
Well, that was the only thing I was concerned about, whether there's a toxicity level. I know these things won't kill you. It's just, I'm not sure, you know.
No, doubling the 5 to 10 milligrams of melatonin is not gonna hurt you at all.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Andrew.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you have a good day, Andrew. Hang on the line. We're going to get your free bottle of Rescue 1250 for your call. That frees up a line right now, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. You can also use your cell phone. All you have to do is push #1210. See, you know, we're talking about American Heart Month. We're talking about things that we should be doing to protect our heart. And sleep is a vital part of protecting our heart. But we take all questions. We take questions of any type as it pertains to the products. And maybe if it doesn't pertain to the products at hand, we would love to hear from you. So jump on board. We're going to get ready for another break here. But you could still line up and get in with the question and get, just like Andrew, that free bottle of Rescue 1250. So before we go to the break, I know another key component in terms of protecting our heart, and we've talked about this even earlier this morning, is eating habits. And you know, a lot of people will say, yeah, you know, I know I have to lose weight, I know I have to eat better, and perhaps, you know, even like with exercise, I know I have to exercise. Perhaps the biggest challenge is sticking to that resolution. Yeah, I know I have to, and you can fill in the blank, but it's taking that first step. And so when we talk about eating habits, it's another key recommendation that we should be eating the right foods. And I say this on a day where, even now as we speak, people are up making that chili, making the wings, making that, you know, that those dips and all that other good stuff. May not necessarily be heart healthy, but it's, you could splurge a little bit and go a little bit overboard. But if that's part of your diet on a regular basis, then you really do need to change your eating habits.
Yeah, Paul, you do. But you know, I'm a strong proponent of moderation, anything in moderation, and I think that goes with our diets too. And the Western diet that we talk about is probably one of the worst diets in the world. We mentioned the Mediterranean diet as being one that we should follow that's high in omega-3s and lower in omega-6s. But we talk about the American diet or the Western diet that tends to be very high in omega-6s and lower in omega-3s. And that's what you really have to focus on. As far as today, you know, as an Eagles fan myself, I give everybody a pass today. They can eat whatever they want. They can, you know, just have fun today, enjoy the moment, because it comes, you know, I guess it comes very often for Patriots fans, but it sure doesn't come often for us Eagles fans. You know, and my dad and I, that was our big thing, was the Eagles, and unfortunately he just passed away in September, and, you know, I kind of feel like, God, you know, this is, you know, right after he passes away, this happens. You know, maybe he's up there helping us yeah, make this happen. But, you know, so the Super Bowl means a lot for, and what I'm saying is the Super Bowl means a lot for a lot of people when it's the Eagles. So I give them a pass for the cheesesteaks, for anything they want today. But come tomorrow, and my point is, even when there's not a Super Bowl poll, I don't expect people to stick to their strict diet 24/7, 365. I mean, you know, you're allowed to have that bowl of ice cream. You're allowed to have the candy bar every once in a while. Just don't make it an every night habit, and that's the key. I mean, giving yourself some treats, you're allowed to do that, and that's what keeps us going. But you know, just don't make a regular habit of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And as you said, everything in moderation, for sure. All right, we're at the halfway point of this edition of the Rescue Healthline, and phone lines are open. Yeah, jump on board right now, 855-839-1210. That'll get you in, 855-839-1210. You could also use your cell phone. All you have to do is push #1210. That'll also get you a free bottle of Rescue 1250 when you call in and get on the air. So you can start lining up when we come back from the break. If we have a call, we'll go right to the phones. In the meantime, we're going to continue to talk about your heart health. We're going to talk about American Heart Month, which we're just in the first few days of it. Of course, this past Friday was Wear Red Day in an attempt to shed some light on the fact of heart disease and how it affects women. And I think here in Philadelphia and the surrounding area, everybody was wearing green, but there were a few people that had red on. But as I said, you know, it shouldn't be just one month and the shortest month of the year that we focus attention on heart health. This is something we should be concerned with each and every day. And to that extent, you should be on the Rescue products each and every day. And you could take advantage of this promotion this weekend. You could save 35% off rescue single bottles. Plus, you can get free shipping. And on top of that, if you're among the first 300 people to place an order, you're going to get a free 30-count bottle of Rescue 1250 lemon-coated Omega capsules. This is a limited-time offer. Will expire Friday at midnight. Those 300 free bottles are likely to go right out into the, you know, into the mail by people placing orders today. So take a moment out of your busy day. Call the company. You can talk to a rescue consultant in about a half hour at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Or if you're really, really busy, yeah, you're, you know, cooking up that chili or getting ready to make that taco dip, whatever it is that you're doing today, take a few minutes for yourself. Go online and place your order at myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. You got to use the coupon code WPHT35OFF. So with that coupon code, you're going to get 35% savings off all Rescue single bottles. You'll get bonus free shipping. And if you're among the first 300 to place an order, you're going to get a free bottle of the 30-count Rescue 1250 capsules. But you got to act now. Don't wait until Wednesday. Chances are those 300 free bottles are going to be gone. So if you place your order right now by phone or online, you're going to get that bonus free shipping and that free bottle. And 35% savings. MyRescueProducts.com/WPHT. 1-800-26-ALIVE. It's the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perrello along with Dr. Eric Lebby, and we're talking about your heart. We're talking in the first few days of American Heart Month. The American Heart Association really ramps up the information, education about heart health. But as I said, this is something we should be concerning ourselves with each and every day, as well as knowing our numbers. Yeah, you know, blood pressure and cholesterol, vital, vital key components of heart health. So let's talk about blood pressure and cholesterol, Dr. Lebby. There were some new guidelines that were put in place recently for blood pressure. And I know it seems like every year there's always talk about these changing guidelines, Dr. Lebby, when it comes to blood pressure. So what can you tell us about these new guidelines for blood pressure?
Well, Paul, the guidelines have changed. Actually, last year they changed. You know, there was a 2017 guideline, which was really an update from the prior guidelines, which were published in 2003. So, you know, it's almost a 15-year you know, difference between the two. And basically, what it did was really hone in on the numbers a little more. And, you know, blood pressure now should be categorized as normal, elevated, or stages 1 or 2 hypertension. You know, again, before, I believe, it was called pre-hypertension. And now it's actually elevated. So remember, normal blood pressure is defined as less than 120 over 80. And elevated blood pressure is 120 to 129 or anything over 80 and so forth. And it goes, stage 1 is 130 to 139 and stage 2 is anything over 140. Whereas before it was, you know, you were allowed a little more leeway. So basically what it did was tighten the strings on blood pressure because we know how important it is. It's important to screen and manage for other cardiovascular risk factors in adults with hypertension, and we know those are really smoking, diabetes, dyslipidemia, or, you know, issues with your cholesterol, excessive weight, low fitness levels, unhealthy diets, psychosocial stresses, and sleep apnea. And really basic testing for primary hypertension, you also have to get other lab work, an echocardiogram, and urine tests. So, you know, this isn't something you really can just do on your own. You really have to go to your medical doctor and get that checkup and get the proper lab work and proper tests to really make sure that there aren't other risk factors associated with your high blood pressure. And, you know, throughout the show, we've really, Paul, been talking about non-pharmacologic interventions to really reduce our blood pressure. And, you know, we talked about weight loss for people that are overweight or obese patients, starting with a heart-healthy diet, restricting our sodium, potassium supplementation with our diet, increasing our physical activity with a structured exercise program. You know, and we haven't really gotten into drinking yet, but, you know, we talk about moderate drinking, and we really, when I'm talking about drinking, I mean alcohol. And when we're talking about drinking, we really need to know the definition of what moderate drinking is. And for men, moderate drinkers have no more than 2 alcoholic beverages a day, and or 14 a week. And for women, it's 7 a day or 7 a week. Anything over that is more than moderate drinking. So you really should look into light to moderate drinking as something that can really change your lifestyle for the better when it comes to your blood pressure. And Paul, the important thing to understand is really each one of these lifestyle changes can actually be a 4 to 5 millimeter of mercury drop in your systolic blood pressure and a 2 to 4 millimeter of mercury drop in your diastolic pressure, that number on the bottom. So again, you know, very, very important to understand that. But even so, a low sodium saturated fat diet and total fat reduction in your diet and increasing your fruits and vegetables and grains can actually decrease your systolic blood pressure by about 11 millimeters of mercury. And it doesn't stop there, Paul, with these products that we're talking about. You know, the Rescue 1250, the Rescue Magnesium, the Rescue Heart Health 360. You know, all of those products can really help decrease your blood pressure by a couple points. So if you're someone that's in that 130 range and you need to get down to that 120 range, you know, we just kind of gave you a little recipe to do that. You know, it comes with exercise, proper amount of sleep, watching what you eat, your diet, lowering your salt content, watching your alcoholic beverage intake, and taking some of these products. You do those things, you might not need to be on that medication, that antihypertensive medication. And that being said, if you are on an antihypertensive medication, you may need to take less, and your doctor may have to do less tinkering with you know, adding more medications, different medications. If you do these things, it's going to make things both easier on yourself and your physician. So really some important, easy pieces of advice to take to really lower that blood pressure and really increase your health. And also, Paul, earlier in the show, we were talking about sleep. Remember, sleep is very, very important for our blood pressure, and we don't think about that. And sleep's very important for our hearts. And it is, you know, American Heart Health Month, but, you know, I don't want people to think, oh, sleep is something separate. You know, getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep, there are studies that show getting excessive sleep, in other words, a lot more sleep than 6 to 8 hours, or less than 6 to 8 hours of sleep, is actually detrimental to our hearts, and you are at increased risk for cardiovascular disease if you're not getting that proper amount of sleep. So, you know, the three things that you and I always talk about, sleep, exercise, nutrition, Paul, really circle back to heart health. And, you know, when you're talking about heart health, Paul, and the reason why Heart Health Month is so important is Heart Health Month is, or just regular heart health, is really connected to so many different organ systems in our bodies. And the interconnection between everything really centers upon our hearts and our cardiovascular system. So extremely important to focus on cardiovascular health, and it really does start with blood pressure and lowering our cholesterol.
Which brings us to our next topic, cholesterol. And I do want to spend, you know, when we talk about knowing numbers, yes, it's important to know our blood pressure numbers, but it's equally important to know our cholesterol numbers. And not just what the overall cholesterol is, but really the breakdown, the good cholesterol versus the bad cholesterol. So what products from Rescue would actually help us control our overall cholesterol?
Well, first of all, Paul, knowing the numbers, you're absolutely right. It's very similar with our cholesterol as it is to our blood pressure. If you remember, Paul, a couple years ago, there were new guidelines for our cholesterol numbers. And again, the numbers became a little lower, but more importantly, the guidelines really stratified people into increased risk. and such as people with diabetes, such as people with cardiovascular disease risks. And those people, we really had to lower our cholesterol even more. And when we talk about our cholesterol, Paul, we're really talking about our LDL, our HDL, and our cholesterol and our triglyceride levels. And we really want to lower our triglyceride levels. We want to lower our LDL. And the way I remembered the good cholesterol from the bad cholesterol in medical school was L stands for lethal and H stands for healthy. So the LDL is the bad cholesterol and our HDL is our healthy cholesterol or the good cholesterol. So we want to lower those LDL levels and we want to increase our HDL levels. And we talked about exercise earlier in the show, and exercise is one of the best things to increase our HDL levels. And there's not really much more out there to really help with our HDL levels except for really two products. And the two products are the Rescue 1250 or the omega-3s, any of the omega-3s, the power of choice. All eight of them can help increase our HDL levels to some extent. But also another product, the Rescue HDL plus No Flush Niacin, is an excellent product that can help increase our HDL levels. And the No Flush Niacin, Paul, in the Rescue HDL plus provides a safer, more effective results without the associated side effects of the typical supplementation of niacin, which can cause that flushing and feeling like you're out of breath. And that's really the added benefit of the Rescue HDL plus No Flush Niacin. As far as lowering our LDL levels, the LDL XQ10, formerly the Rescue LDL X with red yeast rice, you know, that's an excellent product when combined with the omega-3s, has been found to be just as or even more effective than the pharmacologic statins that are out there, plus the fact that you really have less likelihood of having the muscle cramping and other side effects that you can get from taking the pharmaceutical strength statins. And then adding one more thing that I think is very, very important to the mix is the Rescue Cell Power, which is a very, very powerful antioxidant and has high amounts of coenzyme Q10, which again is important to take when you're taking any sort of statin, whether it's a pharmacologic statin or the natural statin. You really have to be careful because the statins steal the coenzyme Q10, which is really a cause for cramping that can occur. So, you know, again, the products that I really focus on are the Rescue 1250 or any of the other omega-3 products, the Rescue LDL XQ10, the Rescue Cell Power, and to increase those HDL levels, the Rescue HDL plus No Flush Niacin.
All right. That's going to bring us up to our next break. We have one more segment straight ahead. So if you want to squeeze in a call before the top of the hour, now's the time to line up. Toll free, it's a call from 855-839-1210. If you're calling using your regular house phone, 855-839-1210. If you have a cell phone, all you have to do is push pound 1210. Don't stress out over the fact that if you can't get in and ask your question in just about 10 minutes or so, the call center will be open at 855-839-1210. That's our telephone number here for the radio station. The call center will be open at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's right. That's 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's the call center. Way too many phone numbers to remember here. But the folks there in the call center would be more than happy to speak with you and answer your questions off the air. So 1-800-26-ALIVE. As I said, if you want to call in, and talk to Dr. Levy on the air. It's 855-839-1210. The folks at the call center are friendly, courteous. They are very well informed about all of the Rescue products, and they can take their time with you and walk you through all of the steps, all of the products. Maybe you heard something earlier in the hour and it's not convenient for you to call in. Call the call center. Folks there would be more than happy to speak with you. They'll recommend what products you can get started on. And by the way, you can find all the information that we're talking about here online. There is a great website associated with the show. And, of course, it's the website for the products, and that's MyRescueProducts.com. You can not only find out about these different products, you can read testimonials from people just like you who are on the products. You can see the product reviews there. There's frequently asked questions. It's a great user-friendly website for you to navigate and negotiate. So you don't have to wait until the show's on next week. You can go online, you could give the call center a call, and you could also take advantage of this weekend's offer. That's right, where you could save 35% off all Rescue single bottles. But you got to act now. Don't wait until the show is over, or you'll say, I'll do it first thing tomorrow morning. Let me just get through this day with the Super Bowl. I'll call tomorrow. No, you're going to forget. So you could call in 10 minutes when the call center is open, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or shop online at MyRescueProducts.com/WPHT. You can save 35% on all Rescue single bottles. You'll get bonus-free shipping. Plus, if you're among the first 300 to place an order, you're going to get a bonus bottle of Rescue 1250 lemon-coated capsules, a bottle of 30, but you got to act now. But use that coupon code. If you forget the coupon code, you're playing out of luck. That coupon code is WPHT35OFF. WPHT, the number 35OFF. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-26-ALIVE in 10 minutes, or you could go online right now at MyRescueProducts.com/WPHT. It's the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perillo along with Dr. Eric Lebby. And right to the phones we go. Yep, you guessed it. We have a call. Joan joins us from Bensalem. You're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey there, Joan.
Had a reading. They had a blood pressure machine there.
Okay.
And I had my grandson took the reading of 147 over 80.
Okay.
And I was wondering, is that to be, should I be concerned about that? I have a primary care physician, and I always had low blood pressure.
Sure. Well, that's just one reading, okay, and that's a reading in the grocery store.
Right.
And sometimes those machines are accurate and sometimes they're not. So I would definitely bring this up with your primary care physician.
Okay.
Have him check your blood pressure. But high blood pressure is not just on one occasion. In other words, you can't just take your blood pressure once and say, oh, I'm my blood pressure's fine, or just like you can't say my blood pressure is high.
I follow you.
On different occasions. So, mm-hmm. You know, you've heard of the white coat syndrome, Joan, right? You know, when you go into the doctor's
office. I know, and your blood pressure goes up.
So they actually give us numbers that are a little higher in the doctor's office to look at. But that being said, ideally, you should take your blood pressure on at least two separate occasions,
okay.
It should be not in the doctor's office. Ideally, and on those, you know, and write it down, and then do it again and write it down, and you know, both the top and the bottom numbers are important, and then bring that back to your doctor and say, hey, listen, you know, this is a little diary, a little log that I've kept, and I took my blood pressure, you know, six times. And here's the numbers and where they were. And that gives your doctor a lot of information that he normally wouldn't be able to get in that same day in the office.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, and on the other side of that, Joan, is, you know, listening to what Paul and I have mentioned, you know, looking at your diet.
Right.
Looking at the sodium that you have in your diet.
Right.
Taking some of these products like the Rescue Orosine, which can lower your blood pressure a couple points. You know, we mentioned the Rescue Magnesium and getting some exercise and doing all of those things can really help drop your blood pressure. You know, a couple points for each one of those things that you're doing or not doing as far as, you know, watching your alcohol intake, all of those other things. Because remember, the good news about getting older and older is when we get older and older, there's less, at less risk for having, you know, those different types of diseases. But at the same time, as we get older, you know, it's natural that our blood pressure will increase. It happens.
Well, my sister, she's 81, and she's had high blood pressure for years.
Sure.
And so, she told me that if you live long enough, your blood pressure will slightly go up because...
Well, she's right about that.
Yeah.
She is absolutely right about that. So you have to be aware of that and do things to help keep your blood pressure, at a safer level for yourself.
Yeah.
So,
well, my diet certainly needs changing.
All of ours does, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Mine included.
I crave sugar. That's the biggest one.
Yeah. But
salt, too.
Right, and again, you know, Paul and I stress moderation, you know, especially today when your Eagles are playing, you know, you're more than welcome to cheat a little bit, but during the week, you know, try to focus more on a more balanced diet and a low-sodium diet, a diet that's high in omega-3s that can really help you. So there's a lot of things out there, Joan, that can help lower your blood pressure, and I know that you can do it.
Yeah.
Just get started and have that conversation with your doctor, your primary care doctor, about the high blood pressure.
Yeah, we're completely out of time, Joan. So if you want to call back next week, maybe we can continue the conversation. But we thank you very much for the call. Hold on the line. We're going to get your free bottle of Rescue 1250. Dr. Lebby, I want to thank you for your time, and we'll talk again next weekend.
I love it, and go Eagles, Paul. Go Eagles.
Yeah, for sure. Go Eagles, fly. Eagles, fly, and take advantage of this weekend's promotion. Call now, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or shop online at myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. Use the coupon code WPHT35OFF. Thanks for listening to the Rescue Healthline here on WPHT.
This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.